The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the woman who had come from Galilee with Jesus took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling white garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told the prophets, but their stories seemed like nonsense, but they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
You know, last Saturday night, I did something I would never, ever do. I turned down an invitation to go to a Dodger game because it was Palm Sunday weekend, and our first grade class here at Holy Family, they like to go to a game every year with their parents. And they invited me, normally I would go, but it was the start of Holy Week. And I have to tell you, I was very glad I did not go to the game last Saturday, because the Dodgers lost 16-0. It was the worst shutout loss in the history of the Dodgers. But I felt bad as the pastor that I couldn't join the first grade class and their families. So this past Monday, as I was walking across the playground going to the school building, a couple of the first graders saw me, and I said, "Guys, I'm really sorry I couldn't go to the game with you." And they asked, "Well, why didn't you go to the game?" I said, "I was busy." And one of the kids said, "Don't worry, Father, the game was really boring." This is what he continued to say. But he said, "But I still had fun. And I still think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series." Now, the wisdom of a first grader, right? Who was at a game where his team was getting massacred, but yet he still found the joy, even in that horrible moment for his favorite baseball team, and he still held out hope that at the end, it was going to go his way. And my dear friends, we have something far greater tonight that we're celebrating. Easter is a reminder to all of us, this beautiful reminder from Jesus, that all is going to be okay. Let me repeat that. All is going to be okay. Easter is the great promise from our Savior of how truly loved you are. What we have gained tonight, if you believe in him, is the following. If we believe in Jesus, we are promised the reward of eternal life in heaven. Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. 99% of you do, okay? We'll talk to the other 1% after. Right? Jesus loved you so much, he died on the cross so that you may be with him one day in heaven. And that's what we need to remind ourselves when we get discouraged, we fall into despair, that heaven awaits us. Jesus awaits us in heaven. All of our family and friends that have died and gone ahead of us, they're waiting for us. And Jesus came in the world and died and rose so that you could be with him in heaven. At this beautiful Easter evening, we're reminded that Jesus loves you so much that he came into the world for the forgiveness of your sins. And I'm here to remind you tonight that there's nothing that you've done that Jesus will not forgive, because he loves you so much that he died for you. We heard a lot of confessions this past week, and it was so beautiful to see people coming, wanting to receive his love and forgiveness. So be not afraid. He loves you despite our shortcomings. His love will never go away. Jesus came, and Easter is about receiving peace. We're reminded tonight of what the ending will be for all of us, God willing, which is heaven. But so often we're seeking happiness here, and there's nothing here on earth that will satisfy us. Only Jesus Christ alone will. And we're reminded tonight at this beautiful Easter that one day our suffering will be done. All of the aches and pains that we go through, all the illness, the hurt relationships. And I'm here to remind you tonight that no matter what you're going through, Jesus sees you and he loves you and he wants you to know that you are his beloved. And Jesus finally teaches us such a powerful lesson. He teaches us the courage to keep on going, to keep moving forward. The past is done, my friends. This is called Easter Sunday. This is not called "Let me stay in the tomb and live in the past forever" Sunday. This is not called Revenge Sunday. Jesus didn't go and say, "I'm going to get you now." Wouldn't he tell us, "Peace be with you. Get out of the tomb and move forward." So that is what we're celebrating on this holiest night of the year. The fact that Jesus loves each and every one of you so much that he died and rose for all of us so that we may be with him forever in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just bow our heads and thank Jesus for all he has done for us.